What up? Welcome to an all new episode of the Devin Wade Show. I am your host, Dev Nasty, aka Dangerous Dev Nasty, aka Choke Your Mom Out, aka Choke Your Pop Out. And today we got a very highly requested special guest. This special guest is actually one of the most interesting human beings to me personally. And obviously, you guys feel the same because everybody said, bring this man back on. Oh, yeah, listen, bring this man back on. You know what I'm saying? They want to hear all kinds of stories. They want to hear jail stories. They want to hear stabbings. Right. They want to hear shootings. Right. They want to hear murder raps. They want to hear Jay-Z behind the scenes. But we're going to talk to him about a array of subjects because we want to do a more of a deep dive and find out more about his opinions on certain stuff. Mm-hmm. But before we announce that person to the left of me.
Listen, y'all already know what it is. I'm still the people's champ. I told y'all I got the new peas flowing. It's your boy, man. It's Priority Porter, man. You got to make me my priority or you won't be a priority of mine. Push up P, pull up P, swimming pool P, all that shit, and polygamy P. I'm still, I'm trying to find out what's this polygamy thing about. Is it really on the rise or not? So that's just my thing right now.
Mm. What about pugilist P?
Pugilist? Nah, I don't know. I gotta Google that. I'm gonna have to take that to Webster. Somebody call Webster for me so we can find out what this big word that motherfucker pulled out his ass. But we will go with pure. Don't forget I'm on some pure shit. And I'm waiting for the people to go Google pure so you can see why your boy, what type vibes I'm on with this pure shit.
That's you know why I mean? You got that glow. Just don't forget.
Yeah, exactly. And don't forget that coke and dope, all that shit was his best when it's pure.
Next to him.
It's your girl. It's your girl, Valeska D. Y'all already know. And, I got a little synopsis. And everybody's disappointed that the kingdom is closed, right? I understand that. But there's only one person allowed in the kingdom, essentially.
Mm.
Hello. You know. And you got to have the golden ticket. So, with that being said, once you come into this kingdom, you can't come outside the kingdom.
No, once you come into the kingdom, you might have a baby too. So just to let y'all know.
If she let you come in the kingdom, regardless of how you look at it, it's an amazing thing.
You know, but you can't leave, so that's it. So that's kind of like, you know, so I gotta find that right person.
New rules for the kingdom.
New rules. Hey. New standards. It's your girl Valeska D, y'all already know.
And listen, man. I asked him if he was pugilist Porter because pugilist is a boxer. And I was just listen, niggas took away my blackness because I don't like basketball. Niggas said a bunch of shit, and I like boxing. We get into a boxing thing, but with the person next to me, we're talking about once again the poet of poets. We're talking about the legendary legend of getting shot, legend of rap, and legend of just standing up for what he believe in. Just saw a clip, an old clip of him talking his talk about some wardrobe and things like that that was going on.
Infamous clip.
On a Rockefeller shoot, you know what I mean, for a video shoot. And he always stood his ground. That's why him and Dame Dash is kind of so much the same. But we talking about the man himself, Oskino Vasquez, is back in the motherfucker.
Yo, I can't, you know what's crazy? When that clip happened, wasn't no such thing as social media. I never thought nobody in the world would see it ever.
Was that part of like that backstage like whole shit?
No. We just were shooting a video for one of the State Property songs. One of the songs, like, I mean, and we just was arguing with the people. I never even know somebody was even filming it.
Right.
But you know, back then, if you filmed it, nobody would see it.
Like, right. We didn't have social media.
One day, I'm somewhere, and somebody like, I seen you arguing about some clothes. I'm like, what clothes are you talking about? Yeah. By the time they saw it, like 7 years later, I'm like, I forgot. I mean, I said, oh, this shit on tape. Oh my god. Right. But that's the thing.
Yo, what was really like going on in that clip?
This is what happened in the clip. So I found out that our videos were $250,000, right? Okay. And they come out of our budget. I said, I was talking to Dame Dash. Mm-hmm. I said, so if come out of our budget, why the clothes after the video over we don't get to keep? He said, you should. You don't keep them? I said, no, we paying for it, right? You know, once he told me that was the green light. I ain't need to know nothing else. So mm-hmm. The video shoot, I need all my stuff. But since I wasn't coming back, we was in New York. I said, I need all my stuff now because I'm not coming back. I need all, you know what I mean? Because what was happening, the wardrobe was keeping it. At least like $50,000 worth of clothes.
Right.
Brand new. I need my stuff now. I mean, so, you know, that was that conversation.
So they was basically trying to make you damn near rent the clothes. It's like what they was about to do.
What they were doing, like, we wearing, but we don't know we supposed to keep paying for them.
Yeah, they was making it like a rental. Like, right. And then they going to take it back
so
and sell them.
Out, so I was like, oh, all this stuff, mom, I need all, mind you, just the top line, you know, throwback jerseys was out back then, the leathers and Everything that's out right there was like a business in the store, basically. Yeah. Everything
was,
in your size.
Is it safe to say that that was like a small example for you as far as like just how important information is and how people get over with information?
Of course, because at the time, you're thinking like, this video, they got closed for us. You don't know you're paying for it because I ain't look at it like that at the time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I mean? So I said, once I found out, though, it was all right. Once I found out, it's over. Mm. Once I found out it's over, I ain't trying to hear nothing. I mean, I knew they couldn't tell Dave, but Dave the one that told me that I get this bonds. You know what I mean? Right. So, I ended up getting 2 trash bags of clothes. So
it was only the wardrobe people that was saying that, or wasn't nobody else that was on your team?
It was just the wardrobe people saying that because we ain't really, you gotta remember, we coming from the streets. We don't know nothing about none of this stuff. I mean, we not from a New York person might know. We from Philly streets like that. Like, we don't know nothing about nothing.
Yeah, entertainment shit. Yeah.
I mean, so like I was like just finding out on the fly. I mean, but once I find out something, it's a wrap. You can't tell me now. I need my clothes.
Listen.
I mean, that's it.
One thing about this nigga is when he gets some information, he will utilize the information and get an extract then everybody what he's supposed else, to.
They let me do the argument, then they get the clothes. Then they benefit off of it.
But the crazy part is that the world will be a better place, like for real. And I know some people not going to like that because some people benefit from people keeping their mouth closed.
Right.
Some people benefit from the scary people who think like, man, if I say something, I might lose something. And people benefit from that. But I think that motherfuckers like you, when you go ahead and say, hey, what's up with that? Nah, hold up. And we got get it right and make the world a better place.
Yeah, I mean, as a nigga going to question everything. O was teaching me some shit that might be too deep for this motherfucking podcast. So I don't even know. Like,
you know what I be thinking? I be thinking that it's one person in the world, right, that know everything. That know why we here, know the reason. It might not even be a human, but somebody knows everything.
Right.
Because, come on, you're not going to make all this stuff and nobody's in here that don't know everything.
Yeah, it's the all-knower. Mm. It's the all-knower, the all-seer.
They just walk past you, right? Probably walk past you in the mall like, these niggas don't even know what's going on.
Damn.
They just know everything. And I just want to know. Let me tell me. I won't tell nobody. I just want to know so bad.
No, he going to tell me.
People always say, yo, I talk to God and God talk to me. I'm like, did he really talk to you?
Right.
He won't ever talk to me. Like, and I've been trying to talk to him for a while. Like, we don't. I mean, I think they just be saying it like they don't mean it like in
do
reality.
Now, do you believe in signs?
Like, yeah, sure I do now.
Can you look at that as kind of like a form of a higher power talking to you?
You can, but you could be wrong.
But you can still be, but it's a possibility you can be right.
But somebody talk to you, if they talk to you and tell you, like, you can't be wrong with that.
But you believe in signs, so there's a possibility that you can also be right.
But you won't have to believe in signs if they just tell you. We only believe in signs because we're looking for something.
Right.
I mean, but if they just tell you, you're like, all right, I mean, like I can say, all right, but this boy need to change his clothes. I'm going to keep buying the order and put it on the door. Instead of just saying, yo, you stink, you need to get some,
Right.
So you mean, because you might see you get the order, you might like, is that for me? I don't know. I mean, the signs, you can get mixed, confused.
That's right.
I get that.
If you tell somebody, you mean something that is straight, you mean, what's so hard about just telling somebody, like, yo, imagine if God talked to people that's crazy, like, yo, don't do that again, you're going to hell.
Oh yeah, niggas is stopping.
If you do it after that, then that, right,
you just deserve it.
Right. The crazy part is that a lot of niggas are still be bitching.
But a lot won't.
A lot of niggas are still complaining to God. Like, but God.
But just imagine how many won't though.
I think a lot of most people.
Anybody
wouldn't.
With a common sense. If you say, yo, if you kill this person, you're going to hell.
Yeah, it's just like most people you pull a gun on and say, get on the ground.
But I'm talking about, you by yourself. And like, you say you were just in the bathroom, like in the shower, and God's just like, you kill this person, you're going to hell.
Right.
Clear as day to you. You're like.
Right to you. Pop up.
Nigga
pop up like a FaceTime. Nigga pop up like FaceTime. Like this. Yeah. God, hold up, God. I was getting handed some shit. Nigga,
the real rap. Like, if God talk to me right now and tell me something, I'm doing it. If you go against that, like, I mean, like,
but you don't think some people might just think that they going crazy though?
Yeah, like, I mean, but you can think that.
Yeah.
But if you know you're not crazy, most people that's crazy don't think they're crazy. So the crazy person still gonna think that I just heard what I heard.
Nah, that's a lot.
That's true to you said that.
Who's to say crazy people not crazy?
A lot of crazy people don't even know they crazy. They don't even believe that
they might not even be crazy.
Yeah, they might be telling the truth and we're just making them feel like they're crazy.
We might be crazy.
That's what I'm saying. You might not even know.
We might be the crazy ones.
Look at Islam. You know, the prophet, he said, angel came to God, talked to him. Angel talked to him and told him, like, if I say that, they're like, what?
Come on, right.
You're not.
A lot of hadiths and surahs that just are kind of like maybe like unbelievable and hard to fathom for like the average person.
You see, but I just know that anything's possible.
Right.
I mean, anything you can think of is possible. We might can't do it ourselves, but it's possible.
I think we can, though. If we got to allow ourselves to be open enough to do that.
You know what make me think anything possible, too, with you humans? Like a choir savant. You know what that is?
Like, no, what you mean?
A choir savant. It's like savant is a person that's like super smart, like, but they dumb in other areas. Mm-hmm. But some people that's not born to survive. Like, they might get a head injury. Like, some one guy got hit with a baseball.
Mm-hmm. That's a fact.
Become an instance of, wake up. One guy couldn't even, got hit, was playing catch with his friends. They threw a football. He went to go catch it, landed in the pool, hit his head on the bottom of the pool. Mm. Woke up and knew how to play the piano.
Yeah, so
the piano's now on tour.
So this goes into more shit. Like, this is the craziest part. Me and this nigga go down rabbit holes and shit. He's sending me, like, wild shit. You know, like, wild shit. Because, no, for real, it's something called... something called cellular memory, right? It's things that people believe is, like, locked inside of DNA and things like that.
Old life.
Because something... Yeah, and from old lives or possibly the lives of the people that came before you. Saying, like, everything your dad experienced is actually... inside of you. So it would explain more why somebody gets hit in the head with a softball and can now speak French. Because that's not an intellect thing. You actually
know it
something.
You know it.
Right. You know something that you should not know. How can you read music like he's talking about? It also happens to people who get stuff like heart transplants. They find out the fucking person that they got a heart from knew how to play the piano. Now all of a sudden they do.
The
that shit is fucking mind blowing.
Nobody talks about it.
Yeah.
The stuff I find so crazy, people don't talk about. I'm like, why are they not talking about this?
I think they don't talk about it because I think they're afraid that that information is getting put out there.
Well, guess what? That's why we here.
But my thing is, if you wake up, if you never played the piano your whole life, and you wake up and you can play the piano, not only can you play it, you're the best pianist.
Yeah.
That gotta make you think that we don't know nothing. Like, I mean, the piano is complicated. You can't just go to the piano and play it without, you know what I mean? So,
right. And it's not like, it's one thing if something happened and you felt like you were playing it by ear. But when you can read the music, that means that's something you have to learn what the symbols are. So for you to just be like, I got hit in the head and now I know what all these symbols are, that information was unlocked from somewhere.
And not only that, but just you would think that, right? Especially if it's an accident involved that caused this change, you would think that the accident would actually cause more damage, where a person would come out of that and actually have less talent and be less able to do all these difficult things and things that take like certain talent and certain experience. So for a motherfucker to come up out of that shit after an accident and be able to do more amazing shit,
they say we use 10% of our brain, something like that.
Yeah.
You see, one boy got robbed and he woke up and could do math, new pie. You know what I mean? All the pies. One black boy got hit with a baseball. He could you could name any day, he know what day it was. You could say, all right, 1730, July 5th. He'd say it's Thursday.
Yeah.
But right on the spot, he's like, I don't know how I could do it. He's like, I hit with a baseball and I woke up so it's like, you never know anything possible.
I think if you force your mind to do something, I think, like you said, we only use 10% of our brain.
But just imagine, just think about, if you think about 1760, December 5th, how the hell can you just automatically know what that is? That's like some shit that's impossible. Yeah. It almost seems like it's impossible.
But we are, like you said before in a dope interview, make sure that y'all go check out the Grief Bully interview with him. It's amazing. But you called human beings wet computers.
We are.
And at the end of the day, that means all of that information is definitely stored into your head.
Everything is fake. Like, you know, we love somebody, all right, we love them, but, like, it don't really mean nothing.
You talking about chemical shit?
Yeah, chemical, you love them because, like, whatever that person do to make you your reaction, but, like, for real, like, in the scheme of things, like, it don't really mean, it means something to us right now, but, like, just think about it, like.
What you call, does that mean that it's fake, though? Is that the right word?
No, it's fake if you look at it from the bigger picture.
Uh-huh.
It's real to us, and, of course, we feel it, I mean, but, like, think about it, like, you love somebody because of, what, the way they look or what? I mean,
So check this out. The reason why I really wanted to have O back on this show is most of the time, if O goes onto a platform, he's going to tell stories about the stuff that he went through in his life, which is crazy, that the things that he survived, juvie, adult prison, all of that stuff. But the more that I talked to this person, I saw that this dude really is way more worldly than that. The things that he thinks about, and it was weird when I watch his interviews, I'm like, I'm way more like this person. If people just observed, right? And they're like, oh, this dude is a street dude. And this dude is completely the opposite. He's not a street dude. But when I saw the way that he thought about stuff, the way he processed information, and the way he was able to multi-layer think and observe multiple things at once, that's why I wanted him to come here and start talking about some of this stuff, because I know that you might be in surroundings where you don't really get to talk to people about this type of stuff.
Only reason I'm a street person, because that's what I was forced to be, a street person. I wasn't meant to be a street person, you know what I mean? But I didn't know. I mean, because all I knew was the streets, you know what I mean? And it's so crazy. Like, I never went to high school before in my whole life. Not ninth grade, none of that. I never know if I was smart or not. I just knew I was crafty and know how to break in stores. I just knew how to steal cars. I knew how to do everything real good. And I was like famous in my neighborhood for it. But when I finally took my GED when I was 16, I think it was like 7,000 people took it. I got the second highest score.
Right.
And they made a big deal about it. And I'm like, it seemed easy to me. You know, GED was kind of, it's kind of basic stuff, but I never went to school. You know what I mean? So, and they're like, yo, you can be anything you want. I'm like, yeah. And that's the first time somebody told me I could be anything I want.
Right,
like,
right.
Can I be anything I want? Like, because I'm telling you, in my head, I thought I can get a big robbery. I mean, snap for a couple summers and probably be dead or locked up. And I was accepted it because that's what everybody did where I'm from, my neighborhood.
You know? Right.
But you start having these crazy thoughts, but there's nobody to tell.
Yeah.
You mean?
I personally think the reason why some people don't, you ask like all these amazing things and some people just don't talk about them is because sometimes I think they can't, I'm not trying to call people, it's not that people are dumb, it's that they're average intelligence. And they can't hold on to the information or understand what was happening. What, let's say, tell him a little bit about something that he brought up to me. This is not even going where I thought it was going. The beetle wings in the levitation.
You see what I sent it to you, right?
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah, yeah, I seen it.
It's anti-gravity right there. It's showing you, like, you know what I mean, how you can stop gravity. God give you little hints and stuff in nature. Mm-hmm. You just copy it. You know what I mean? So, but like, nobody talks about it. Nobody talks about the water, the guy with the car that ran off water.
But tell them about the beetle wings first. Just because a lot of people go and watch it afterwards.
It was a Russian boy. He studied insects. I mean, and he noticed how beetles could levitate. He said, I wonder how they levitate. So he took their wings off, glued them to a platform, and the platform would levitate. You know what I mean? And it's crazy, but it defied gravity. I'm talking about he's going like hundreds of miles per hour in the sky on a platform in the 70s, the 60s, 70s. Nobody talks about it at all. It's right on YouTube. You know what I mean? And I'm looking like, how they don't talk about this? But the right now, the gas prices, what? Everybody talking about gas prices. A guy made a car that ran off water that went 120 miles per hour. I mean, any water, bad for salt water, any water, I mean, nobody talk. I'm like, this information is right there. Nobody talks about it. It's like, it don't exist. Right. I mean, it's like the society.
Do you think it's a thing where, like, really, like, some of this information that can be actually beneficial to us, the people of the world, do you think it gets shunned? Like, in, like, almost blocked?
It didn't get blocked if you got to know what to look for, but... They killed the guy with the water. You know, you stopping gas money now. You can't have that. They killed him. Like, right. took his little stuff that so you can't make it. I mean, they starting to try to make it now. But like, even of course, if it messes with people, the powers that be money, they're gonna stop it. I mean, but it's still information for you to know individually. Like reincarnation is something that I was looking at real bad for like 4 years. Like I'm talking about, because there's so much proof that it's reincarnation. There's so much proof, but nobody talks about it. You can talk about religion all you want. It's really hard to prove religion. I never see what religion is wrong because I don't know. Mm-hmm. But reincarnation, you can prove. If somebody come back and they know you, they know everything about your house and never been in your, they know everything about you my husband, and it's a little girl that's five. I mean, what do you say to that?
So when you say reincarnation, just because I like to be specific, we're not talking about somebody faking their death. We're talking about coming back from being dead.
And listen, it's the University of Virginia that do studies on it, and they like real hard. It's hard to get past them. They don't. It's like not a game. They take it serious. They got like 5,000 cases of it that they can't explain. People know everything. I mean, stuff they never even saw. No, I mean, that's why I'm like.
It's motherfuckers that find themselves in like photos.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a motherfucker would be like, I'm telling you, I was in Germany in this war. My battalion was the something, something, something. And they can describe who they were and do enough research to be like, this is
I got
me.
One better than that. You ever, you know, the movie Going with the Wind?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The director of Going with the Wind. You know, he died before he got the Oscar. He won an Oscar, but he died before it. The little boy kept saying, Mom, I write movies. She's like, yeah, whatever. He finally saw the movie. I wrote this movie. He started telling her everything about it. They gave him the Oscar. They gave him the Oscar that he didn't get because he died before it and gave him the Oscar. The little boy, he like 7 years old.
Hold on, wait.
So basically saying that was him.
His mom kept saying, well, what movies did you write? He couldn't remember the name. We heard it. He's like, Mom, this is the movie I wrote. Mind you, they said the boy died. He told his mom how he died. One little kid was like 4 years old. Every week, time to go to school, he got to have a suit on and his little briefcase. He wasn't wearing no book bag. It's like, then one day, he told his mom, like, Mom, come on, you know I died. I fell off the roof. Like, Mom, what? Like, you died. So he started, my name was such and such. Everything, they looked it up. It was all matched out. Little white
you,
guy.
You know how that would That's fuck deep. You? But you know how that would fuck you up if your kid told you something like that and then you went and looked up this person and you saw... A real motherfucker that why would he even know like this kind of story? That's
so.
Some...
Do you believe in like the palm readers? Like, do you believe?
No, I don't believe it. For me, it's hard to make me believe anything. You know what I mean,
but in, like witchcraft, like demonic stuff.
I mean, I think everything's possible, but I just don't know. Like, I mean, I just it could be possible, but
you like to see factual stuff. I like to see some proof.
Like the little white boy, he said, "Mom, I was black and I was in Chicago. I died in a fire in a hotel." He didn't even in that state.
Right, right.
Shouldn't anybody look that up and just see that as a fact that he died?
His mom looked it up because she was. Mom, if you still can't say that, you're not going to even look it up.
Yeah, especially if it's a kid that's like 5 years old.
He said, Mom, I was
the
black.
Mom
I was black.
Could be in on it though. You know, there's scams out there that people.
But, see, but see, when you got kids, like I got kids, when you see a little kid, they interview a kid 5, you can't really give them no script.
No, they're very aware. So no. But with kids at that age, and it's funny that you say that they're so prone to like they can sit there and tell you, like you said, that kid can sit there and tell you, like, hey, I was born this day. Da 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 da. I feel like kids see things and they. Let me ask
you,
but
this
is the thing.
You know, like it's a saying, black people. I don't know if you heard the saying before. This kid been here before.
Yeah, all the time. Yeah,
that's a saying.
Yeah,
but really, where did that saying come from? Been here before. You know what I mean, and if you got kids, like my son. 4 months old in my car. I'm in a Corvette with a baby seat turned the other way. He's trying to get his bottle. I'm like, yo, we gotta wait a minute. I give him the bottle. He's mad and just threw it. And that's the first thing I thought about. How the fuck do he know to be mad? How do he know to be mad? He don't can't even talk or nothing. How do he know to be mad? Mm-hmm. You had to be, mind you can have 2-3 kids living in the same house, same mom and dad. They all act totally different.
Right.
Like different stuff. It's like you had to be. Something got to be even pre-programmed in you. Or
nah, so I argued with somebody last night about that because they tried to blame every single thing that a person does on their family or upbringing. Like, definitely.
It does have an effect.
It has an effect, but it's not.
If you got a strong personality, it can affect you. If your personality not strong enough and get what you like to do not strong enough, it can make you like, I'm going over here. I mean, but like.
From my experience with working with children for over a decade, you know, and having my CDA in the whole early childhood development thing, like I definitely can attest to that some I've seen toddlers and almost like damn near still in the infant stage where they'll really like know so many, like they'll know colors, they'll know like animals, they'll know shit that the average child at that age don't know. They not even supposed to know. And you be like, yo, like, hold up, what the fuck? And now when you mentioning, like, a person possibly being here before, right, and coming back in, like, a new life form, right, it's crazy because it makes sense. Because yo. I've seen babies point out some shit that they be like, you be like, what's these colors? The teacher will tell you, like,
but
yo, you know.
People underestimate how smart babies really are. Like, when a parent really focuses on their child and teaches them certain things and gives them that attention that they're not usually getting, let's say in school, then I do believe that babies can.
I can agree to that, but think about but somebody like you. You know GB's grandson. Yeah. You ever see how far? But like he's 5 years old and he's completely a grown man. The way he talk, his interest, he don't fuck with no toy. The way he talk to you, even if he's sitting right here, he gonna be like, "What's up, Oskino? How you, bro?" And like sit down and just be like, "Oh,
you
what y'all doing?"
That his environment like made him that way.
It definitely could be that. But even from them, they just said there's certain things you saw, and I like to try to meet somewhere in the middle with stuff, right? So it'll be like with my family, right? If I'm brought up in a certain house and a person, if I conduct myself a certain way, right? Motherfuckers won't know, oh yeah, in Dev's crib, his mom was on crack. This was going on in his house. He from Camden, he from there, because I'm still who I am. Then the person right next to me might end up in all types of shit. We all raised together. You know what I'm saying? If we raised in the same house, but two of them is in prison for murder right now. And I'm out here. It's really something about the fact that I was who I like when
before,
Jay said
you knew.
You was who you was before you got here. I really believe it was a real thing.
I definitely.
You ever like my drawing? I never went to school to learn how to draw.
Perfect.
I'm like, I thought everybody could do it. When I got locked up as a kid, I'm like, and I could draw people's faces. And like, how you could? It was a big deal. I'm like, it's a big deal. Like, you can't do this too.
Right.
Like, no, I can't do this. And I'm like, why the fuck can I not do this? Like, I mean, I never knew how I could do. Even to this day, mind you, when I start drawing again, I ain't drawing 9 years. I mean, I couldn't think of how to get money with it, so I just threw the shit in the trash.
It's crazy because I took exactly that long 9-year hiatus
listen,
from drawing.
It's
same
real,
thing.
Bro. Some of these babies, what I'm telling you is from my experience, right? Somebody, and I get what Monica's saying.
No, because she's definitely right. Because for sure, environment affects you for sure.
No, she definitely knows. She definitely on point that don't get it fucked
but
up.
But you can put it like this. Not to cut you off, you can put it like
no,
this.
No, go ahead.
However you are, your environment might affect you, but how strong you are into who you are before you came here, it's probably say how much your environment affects you. I mean, like, it puts you this way. Like, I never smoked weed before. Right. Like, my house, not smoking weed. And I smoking no drugs is, like, retarded. Like, you have
to be around that so much.
The only reason I would agree with you guys on this is because I believe in, like, the generational curses of things that's spiritual that I don't believe in passed down. That's crazy.
I mean, I believe, Monica, I believe what you said because I know that there are parents out there, right, that's super just aggressive, and that's, like, a priority to them to make sure that their child is learning as ASAP as possible. But what I did want to say is, as far as according to that, certain situations I've seen, right, is where, like, a baby, where, like, or an infant, almost toddler, right, where everybody else that his age in that fucking same predicament and environment for the last 9 years, all they do is Google Gaga. They not at no stage to really, like, talk and do other shit. And then you have some baby that comes and says, brown, blue, green, yellow. Yeah. You like,
crazy.
Hold
like my,
up.
My little sister.
It's different.
She was in the first grade. I was in the second grade. She was so smart, they said she can't be in first grade. She was in my grade. And I'm like, I'm trying to get to the third grade. Like, can I get skipped out of that? I'm trying to get
I mean, but like, I skipped the grade, too.
I mean, so you, I mean, I never heard of my not having to go, you can't go to first grade because you're too smart for first grade. You know what I mean? Mind you, we in foster home. We in the foster home, though. Like, you know what I mean?
I'm like you, nigga. I wanted to get skipped. Only thing I got skipped on was getting skipped.
I didn't know.
Smart as hell. I'm smart as shit out here. Y'all skipping the shit out of me. Like, fuck y'all.
Yeah. But see, school, you know, the hood school really don't count back in the day. Like, now, you didn't know the what school meant, you know what I mean, back in the day. I didn't know what school meant.
Right.
Okay. You know, because everybody sold drugs, everybody do crime to get money. Everybody live off crime back then, where I'm from. Nobody.
Except me. Other niggas was doing it.
Like, I remember they had something called a filler job. If you was like 16, I think 14 and up, you can get a filler job. $65 a week, but you need a parent to sign for it. Mm. I couldn't get nobody to sign for it, right? So all my homies get their $65 to be tight. Every Friday get $65, I'm tight. Like, I mean, like, back then I was like, it's like a lot.
So did you tell niggas your 65 is now mine?
No, I was too little. All the people I hang out was older than me.
Okay.
So I could never beat nobody really in fighting. They all could beat me, you know what I mean? So I had to think of other ways, you know what I mean? Because I was out in the streets as a young age, you know what I mean? So even when I went to adult prison, I was only 16, you know what I mean?
Right,
and, you know, we had classes on how not to get raped. I'm like, oh, they rip you. Like,
hold on. When you was in that class, did you study, nigga?
No, I didn't take it seriously.
Hold on, wait. Can we, our fans at home might need this. Can you tell us one of the ways to not get raped, please?
Yeah.
Don't, when you wash your face with soap, don't do both sides. Do one side.
So if the soap get in your eyes, you can still see.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Don't take candy from nobody. You mean?
Oh, so explain that.
Like, if somebody offers you a candy or something, don't take it.
What if you come back from what if you come back from jail? This is perfect going where we're going, right? Because we got some other shit we want to talk about. But what if you come back from jail and there's a Snicker on your pillow?
Can't take it. They got
but you hungry.
Listen, though. You got a sweet tooth.
Though.
PA right now, if you go to state, you got to go through Camp Hill. They give you a tape showing you don't take candy from nobody. Not even the guard. Wow. Guards rape people too.
Hold on, explain for the people that might be on their way that don't want to end up there, and for the niggas that's like me that's never going.
Say, no, you can't take nothing because if you take somebody something, they expect something back. They might not say it right away. They wait, like, yo, they wait you. They know you don't got it.
Right.
Give it back to them. Then they say, oh, yo, that candy bar. You don't got the candy bar. You got something else that's sweet, then?
Come on, God.
No.
That's how it goes. That's real life.
And the Snickers is a big deal, so that's why we use Snickers as an example, because it's like food, and the cost that Snickers costs out here.
I thought you was
going to
say because it looked like dicks or something like that.
They would want the payday because they got the money.
What would the consequences be?
Sex.
You get raped.
Fight it.
You can fight, but you might. This guy's been in lifting weight since the 70s. Yeah. I mean, that you can't, like, you got to kill him or whatever.
Or choke him out.
So, what they do is they might say, oh, you can't call your mom? I'll call it for you. Dude, they be nice to you. I mean, they wait to a guy that they know they can do it to, of course, but, like, if you're like a new guy, you're young or whatever, they be nice to you. Then after that, they're like, yo, you know, you owe me.
And so, how do you tell the difference sometimes between the person that was like, a nigga that was genuinely
ain't no genuine.
looking out for
if
you.
If ain't from your hood, you know him, ain't no genuine.
Mm.
So listen, while we here, right? While we here, right? We here right now, right? And y'all know I've been on like a whole, y'all know I'm in school for etiquettes. I go to the etiquette.
So you learned about the spoons and the forks and all that stuff?
Just learning all kinds of etiquettes. Etiquette Elite Academy, right? It's just, they teach me about all different kinds of etiquette, even fucking jail etiquettes. Ain't that something?
I don't think they were no jail etiquette.
No, but some no, they got people that went to jail and in the staff. They you right because
every
might be,
state got different.
Now you right, you right. but I do want to ask you because I know you familiar with jail, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we know etiquettes. There's jail. There's etiquettes in jail, right? Okay, so I've noticed it, right? I've noticed it, and it's the reason why I want to mention this. I want to talk about it because I've noticed how we operate in there from how we operate on the outside, right? So I want to talk about a certain jail etiquette that is heavy in jail. And I want to talk about it on the streets because on the streets, I don't think civilians respect it, right?
It's so crazy. Shorty said, she's like, yo, you're not in jail no more. Like, sometimes when I like take a shower,
yeah,
I wash my drawers out sometimes.
Yeah.
You're not in jail no more. Yeah. Like, yo, it's just a habit. Like, I mean,
right.
If you take my drawers, just wash them, like, real quick. I mean, she's like, why you wash your drawers? You're not in jail. It's crazy. Like, it's some stuff is just stick with
what,
you.
What type of situation, right? And I'm going to tell you why I'm asking you this. I'll share it with the gang. What type of situation will it cause, right, when you're in jail and you're about to bust down on your dinner, your lunch, you in the mess hall, you in the line, you back in your pot, wherever the fuck you at, you hooking your hookup up back in your unit, whatever, and a motherfucker go to grab something or go to reach for something and his whole arm just goes directly over your tray, his whole hand all over
unless it's your man, you can't do that. I mean, really in prison, you can't even pee standing up. You got to put it in one knee and pee. You know what I mean?
What? Yeah. Hold on. What?
You can't pee standing up. Like, if you in a cell, you got to pee. You got to put it in one knee. I mean, you splash. You got to, I mean.
A lot of motherfuckers, for real, to be honest, because cells, we live in a cell. Yeah. We shit, piss, sleep, everything in the cell. So a lot of motherfuckers require, like, if you got gas.
You got to go in the toilet. You
got
to go to the toilet
and flush
it. You
got gas. You got to sit like you about to shit.
In the toilet and then do it and fart. Then flush it. Yep.
You got to sit like you about to shit to fart. Because they believe that if you courtesy flush, that the motherfuckers smell and everything.
The state prisons, that shit suck the world down.
right.
You mean,
right.
But you got to get me, our snoring. Like, first thing I ask a nigga, you snore, we can't be cellies.
Right. It's a thing. Yeah. Now, look, so my thing is this. I asked you that because now on the street, since you've been home as a civilian, right, your new life, we done with the old shit, right? Fuck all that. That was for the birds. That shit whack. I'm just letting y'all know. But our new life, have you ever been out and noticed that, like, in the civilian world, in the regular world, certain etiquettes aren't, like, taken as serious as, like, where we may have, like, the food shit.
I just know
I've been out places where motherfuckers just reaching all over my food. It could be lint dropping on your salmon. It could be just whatever. If they had dirt on their shit, it's just dropping all on your mashed potatoes. And I'd be like, yo, they would have got stabbed
in
prison
world.
For this.
It's a different world. And
like, because you just don't do certain shit.
Sometimes you can be in jail so long that you can't cut it off. I mean, so that's why a lot of times people come home, they, like, kill their girlfriends or, I mean, because they like, in jail, you can't let nothing slide. Nothing. Even if you want to let it slide, you can't let it slide. I mean, you got to do something about everything.
That's real.
So you might be arguing with your girl, like, I can't let it slide. You know what I mean? Like, this your girl. You forget that, like, this your girl. Like, I mean, so, like, jail, you got to learn how to cut that shit off. You got to have people around you. Like, you got to cut that. You can't do that. I mean, because if you in jail too long, that shit become you. You don't be a fake now. That shit really shit you.
Yeah.
Do you think that's a good etiquette, though, to transfer to the streets? Don't reach over my food.
I don't think it's a big deal if you're on the streets because you're around people that don't understand, so it's not a disrespect. You don't only just bad in jail because it's disrespect.
I think people don't like you reaching over their food out
here.
See,
I don't really give a fuck.
I think people don't like that.
I don't give a fuck. In jail, I would do it because I know
you're I believe that people don't like it, but I believe that there's a lot of people that's not mindful of it,
you know what,
and they just do it.
When you know what I know, like, far as bacteria, I don't give a fuck about that. You know, a human's got 5 pounds of bacteria on them. You know that? You know, humans don't have smell.
I know that.
Look, I'm telling you, this science.
Humans don't have no smell at all. Every time you smell anything on humans, it's bacteria. We don't have no smell at all. You mean, period. I mean, so like, when I know shit like that, but you push on my food, it ain't about, like, you making it mess dirt. I mean, it's just about, like, it's just disrespect. I mean, I ain't supposed to let that slide in jail, but, like, I mean, but, like, when it comes to dirtiness, you can't, we don't there's stuff having babies on us right now. Your navel got like 16 billion worth of, I mean, different stuff in your navel.
Even our skin.
My navel, it's crazy because past episode we had talked about where a girl mentioned something about a navel. I felt away because I'm like, my navel catch lint like a motherfucker. My navel like the lint ball bunny. This is where lint goes.
Sometimes knowing too much is like, it's not good.
Yes.
It's like if it's bad, you like, Yo.
Yeah, because what they said, like ignorance is bliss. Ignorance is bliss. So people that don't know nothing, they kind of don't worry about nothing.
It's crazy that y'all say that because I just seen a deep, deep joint. I follow this page and it's always talking. It got this Indian guy. He's always talking about knowledge and all this shit. He was talking about how, like, intelligence. You got to be mindful of your intelligence because your intelligence can turn on you.
His common sense is, you got to know what you don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, his common sense is crazy.
Yeah. Nah, he ferocious.
But in jail, you got a lot of time to be, especially when you young, you got a lot of energy. You want to run around. You want to do this. And you in a cell for 23 hours a day. If you don't start thinking, you'll go crazy. So, you know, so I just think about all, so what I learned how to do, I learned how to go through a whole day in my mind and just have a scenario. I'm just thinking about this. I could be woke having a whole scenario without talking and be just in my head. Just like I had this one thing I should do, right? Like, what if I went back in the year 1790 with a TV and a DVD player and some movies?
Yo, hold on. This nigga is so in tune what's going on. We got to get to something else right now.
ASAP.
We actually had a question that we wanted to ask. And it had to do with, this crazy, because he's kind of like going to our subjects that's written down on these joints.
Without us even knowing.
Right. And one of the questions is, if you could go back and experience, because we done talked about reincarnation and all this types of stuff. And then what he just talked about, going back in time. I swear to God, I kind of daydream about dumb shit like that all the time. Like, what if I motherfucking went to like Spartan times, but I had a Uzi?
Yeah.
How would they like look at me? Would I be a worship god that I could just spray this joint and lay a nigga?
Think about you thinking like that, but you got 23 hours to think about it. How deep you'll go in it. You got all the way in this shit. Like, you mean, so like, yeah.
So I want to know, what is there a time period that you would want to experience? It don't even have to be a time period. It could be any event in history, moment. I want to hear from everybody, anything from history that if you could go back and be, and it don't matter, it don't got to be the greatest, most spectacular thing for you personally.
I would like the Middle Ages, like in Europe, like when they used to be going to war, like with the swords and like the Vikings and all that. Like, for some reason, even though I'm black and I wouldn't be putting you over there, but I just feel like people that was gangsters back then was like really gang, like they really was like
close combat up there, sword to sword, pause for all y'all niggas.
That's a crazy one.
You know what I mean?
Because I always think, plus I just like think that living is like so much, like everybody's kind of equal to prove ourselves. Far as bravery, far as you could be, I mean, you could become somebody if you're brave enough. If you like, I mean, whereas though you're not hindered by, I mean, like how you look and all that type of stuff like
so,
that.
So, because I think about shit like this all the time, like how far murders would be down, right? If everybody had to stab somebody, because you know, people say guns don't kill people, people kill people, but in a sense, people with guns kill people. It take way more heart to walk
way
up on somebody.
More.
Way more heart to walk up and stab a nigga. Cause you could stab a nigga and we gonna keep going. And guess what? Most likely this knife that's yours is gonna be mine. It's our knife now, right? So now that I got the joint, you put yourself in that danger. But with a gun, you could always do this. These people that existed back in that time is literally walking up to each other.
And you gotta like feel it. Like psychologically, you're like penetrating skin.
Yes.
And
but you know what, too, though? To be able to think like that and to go back in time, you got to know about it. You got to read about it, learn about it. You can't think about it. You ain't about it. So, you know what I mean? That's a thing where a lot of people don't care about history.
Right.
At all. Like, they don't know about history. They don't care about it at all. And I never understand how you don't care about history. Like,
right. That's G shit.
Yeah. Like, so, I did my family during like the past couple months, like, went all the way back to 1839 so far. And it's crazy. I found a great, 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 great grandma. Her name was Nigger Sanders.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if they say Niger, but I doubt they say Niger. I mean, she mulatto. I mean, because like,
was it 1G?
Shout out to
Monica. And I don't know, joke shit. Was it 1G or 2Gs in her first name?
It was like N-I-G-E-R.
1G.
1G.
But I think that's not even a lady. Like, I'm like,
because I'm thinking Nigeria. I'm thinking Nigeria.
Too, but I'm like, I don't know. First of all, she mulatto.
Gotcha.
So she already, somebody's been raped already over
gotcha.
There.
So what's crazy, what he's talking about, I don't know. Like, I'm not knowledgeable enough to know if that's like really their name. Or what they found on paperwork, the way that it happened, because I did the same thing. And as it was a person in their name, was like literally Slave Troutman. And my family
all that's their name.
Yeah, it's how it was written there as their name, Slave Troutman.
Nigga, I went to Myrtle Beach 2 summers ago, and I don't know if I mentioned this before, but with my kids, 2 summers ago on a vacation, and it was just me and my 2 sons. And I don't know if we took a wrong turn somewhere, but the road scared me because the road was called Plantation Drive. in South Carolina. My bad. Did I say Maryland? Mm-hmm. South Carolina.
That's my family from South Carolina.
Myrtle Beach. We went to Myrtle Beach and we took a turn somewhere where we ended up on Plantation Drive. And no bullshit. It's kind of like just sparked something in me where I was just like, oh, I instantly was like, we need to get far away from this street. I don't know what, you know.
I just, this is what I be doing. I be just trying to, because I think all humans like kind of connected a little bit. But I be just trying to see, like, they always say Adam and Eve. That's what they say, right? That can't be possible, right?
Based off of, yeah. I mean, DNA, I don't want to offend people. Got
I mean, everybody would be related.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, so.
They have their ways that they explain that.
The crazy part is, and that's too deep to get into right now.
No, we
all pretty much could be.
That's crazy, because that's the time that I would want to go back to. For me, like, the Jesus Christ time.
Oh, you all want to go back
well,
to
that's not the Jesus Christ time.
But it goes hand in hand. Adam and Eve is the Bible.
Jesus wasn't around yet. Jesus wasn't there yet.
Jesus Christ is way.
You just want to drink wine.
No, I want to see some water turn to wine.
Sure.
So you gonna just tell me that's Adam and Eve, and then we not related? Like, how can you explain that to me? As a just common sense?
Right.
Now, I'm not saying it's not true. I don't know. Right. But I mean, it's common sense. How can you, like the first they might say something like,
"How
like,
can you what say, have sex with your brother?"
No, say it's Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
That means we all be related. Like if they said that's the first two people, it had to be more than two people. Like at the beginning, I mean, somebody that made us. I mean, first of all,
aliens.
No, they saw my Adam and Eve. Was they Neanderthals? Because Homo sapiens was at the Neanderthals. Yeah. So Adam and Eve was
well, they said
those were the retarded babies.
Oh, no, wait, hold on. She about to get us canceled. she started thinking too much like GB.
So we start using common sense mixed in with the stuff. Yeah. Like what's the guy that did evolution?
Darwin.
Darwin. So yeah. Darwin say, all right, evolution. Like, he never say like how, even if you say stuff got to change, who's making the change? Who changed it? Evolution don't really matter. It don't work. I mean, you stand and you see what's happening, but like, who's doing? Somebody's got to be doing it.
Didn't Neanderthals and human beings exist at the same time?
Yeah,
though?
For a little while.
Yeah.
You know I mean, but so Adam and Eve was Neanderthals. Matter of fact, it was a human before Neanderthal too.
Hey, oh, think about it. Half
there
the
what?
Time,
I'm 17%. You could.
Oh,
23 and me.
So, real shit. They say this is just true.
White
people. Listen, it says more white people. They come back with Neanderthal DNA.
Anybody with red hair got Neanderthal in them.
I'm 17.
But Neanderthal,
she represents.
Neanderthal was like, but that's what I always say. Like, well, so if God made Neanderthals first, like well, I ain't make them too good. Let me make somebody else.
Let's go.
Did he make a mistake?
I know. And also, does he get to the point? Like, also, does he get to the point like these humans? These niggas ain't cutting it either.
These dinosaurs dumb as shit. We got to get rid of them. Who made? I don't know why I was doing. I made them. I was drunk that night. Let's get them out of here.
That's why he wiped them out with the ark.
Guess who's next? Niggas
all
on TikTok.
Time dinosaurs, right? That's why I say I don't think God made
dinosaurs
us.
Dinosaurs around right now wouldn't work,
saying,
right?
I don't think God made us.
So who you think made us?
Whoever made the people that God made, the people that made us. I think we stepped from God. I think
like aliens. Or
I think we like a project. We not really.
With a project.
Yeah, we like a project. We like
that kind of failed.
Dinosaurs wouldn't work right now.
As soon as they get tired of us, it's so easy to just put a little disease out to kill us all.
It's so easy
to wipe us out. Like we like.
But that was the ark. The Noah's Ark. He wiped us all away.
Listen, stop, son.
Hey, listen.
He messed up.
You mentioned something crazy to me, right? Dinosaurs wouldn't work right now. Just operating with civilians.
They're too big,
right?
They could take up too much space. But what I'm saying is, but some stuff like crocodiles and alligators, sharks. Stuff that barely changed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got that right. Keep that the same. These humans way better. They smart. They can make stuff. Oh, let me keep them for a while longer.
So the chain kind of works.
It's like so you're making mistakes, but it's like God is.
Whoa, keep them a while longer. Now, some of these things was walking around a long time before they got clipped, because in the grand scheme of
us.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. We might not be here that long. He might be like,
we ain't been here long yet.
Yeah, he about to clip us too.
Yeah, we not here.
He should have been clipped us.
I think they're going to make us do something a little bit different.
I don't think he should clip the Devin Wade show.
I think they should clip
Nobody to affiliate with this because.
Could you imagine us being the only people alive?
As a human beings, we're so dumb, we can't even say, like, let's just love each other and just don't do the stuff we do.
Yeah.
Not only like that, but because you think how you think and we think how we think, we actually giving you your flowers. There's no need to cut us off or kill this
here. No, I'm just saying, like, it's like, we so stupid, we can't even figure it out.
Right.
As humans, we can't figure it out. You know what I mean? Like, it takes common sense, but, like, we not. So imagine whoever made us, like, these niggas is crazy. Like, they all crazy. Like, just kill, I mean, so, but they gonna kill us all. They're not gonna just kill white people.
That's
or black
crazy.
People. Like, everybody.
Yo, that's crazy. I just said it because he had me feeling like we were just being ran by puppets.
No, but we are because we think we got.
Wipe the niggas out.
Can I ask you a question? So, do you think, okay, the people that created us, who do you think essentially are those people? Do you think it's the aliens?
Yep, I think it's the aliens.
I believe so, too, because recently I was just on a family vacation. My uncle was just telling me how in Florida they just seen all these UFOs. It was so many, you know, and then the people were calling the police, and they were literally telling them, like, y'all seeing shit. But it's like, I feel like they know.
Do you see the chip that come down that dropped the other alien ships off? Like a big long
tube? Yeah. Yes.
Yo, he on some shit right now. Go ahead, bro.
It's like showing you, like, they never talk to us.
Yep.
But no, you guys know they not God or nothing because they be crashing. Crashing UFO. Like, what the fuck is you drinking? Like, what are you doing? So you're not God. Like, so maybe it's not an all-being person at all. Mm. Maybe somebody just smarter than us. To me, I'm a God. You know what I mean? So, like, God might just be anything. Anything smarter than us is, could be a God. If somebody could fly down here and fly and talk to you, like, oh, this, the fuck? This might be God right here.
Right.
You know what I mean? So we don't really know what God even consists of. Like, I mean, we don't know.
Well, that goes back to the first thing that you said is if God could talk directly to you, basically anything could that's smarter than us would be able to masquerade as God. Ultimate God.
Yeah.
Like, even if they came back and could just do crazy shit and said, listen, we are God. This is what we are, the biggest, we wouldn't be able to see past them.
But you know, the thing that had me perplexed, that had me just like, well, as a kid, like, couldn't figure it out. Time. Mm-hmm. Like, all right, I was like, dad, my dad made me, his dad made him, my dad made me, go all the way back. Who made him? All right, God made him. All right, who made God? So is God always here? Because you can't just come out of nowhere. So maybe God don't exist really. I mean, time don't exist really. Time is like, time don't matter. It's only matter to us.
Well,
time doesn't exist.
But they say time doesn't exist yet.
I just recently seen, and it's crazy that you say, because I just seen that somewhere like the day before yesterday. And I'm not going to say that's the first time I seen it, but that's the first time I seen it that made me feel like, what does that mean?
See, when you got time,
because I'm
jail,
big on like time.
When you got time in jail, you got time mean a lot to you. So you start thinking about time, you're like, time is like, time is deep, but you can't see it. You can't. Yeah. If we never took dates or we didn't age, time wouldn't. We wouldn't.
But they believe
about
that time is affected by gravity, all types of things like that. But that's what they. That's one of the theories.
I think time. We don't even care about time because we got a limited time to be here, and we grow old. And during time, we didn't grow old. We was the same. We probably wanted time. What we care about time for? You know what I mean, like, I think. But you got to think about it. Well, what some had to come first, but it can't be a first if it's something, because you never can't come out of nothing.
So all right. So look. So what I'm gonna tell you is. This is too much for this podcast, but time could be a real thing, right? Time could be a if you want to call it a real thing. If this in itself is a simulation,
yeah.
So if we're inside,
I think this is.
So if this is a simulation, then in our world here, time is real.
It is real.
Also, what would make that happen is that's why time travel would be real. It would be basically like if you. The simplest way is if you played a video game, right? If you played a video game, and even afterwards you beat the game, you could always go back to the old levels. Mm-hmm. So basically, it would be like if this is a simulation and we're here, we could really go back to the old levels. We just don't know how to go back to the old levels yet. It's some other type shit.
But what if niggas ain't never beat, like they was ass, and they never beat no levels? They can't do shit. So, they just die. So, right? Game over.
That's a theory.
So then that's when you get reincarnation. You come back in and you try it again.
Respawning.
Most people that get reincarnated, people that die from a tragic incident, like a car crash, a shot, shooting. Because everybody don't...
And I feel, and it's just my opinion, I feel that in that situation, it would be like for the people that passed, but almost like it wasn't their fault.
Well, it wasn't their time neither.
Hold up, but what about this? Isn't it possible that, all theoretical, the difference is if you pass peacefully in your sleep, you don't think about it as much. Not that they're not, everybody could be reincarnated, okay. But when something that tragic happens, it's almost like that... It's almost like PTSD in the next joint. It's like
your soul.
It was such a dramatic thing that took place.
You know, everybody say they got near-death experiences. They always say, I didn't want to come back. So being reincarnated might not be a good thing.
Mm.
You might come back like, damn, I got to do this again. You know what I mean?
You could come back and do this again and be in a better situation.
But just imagine you're a spirit. You can't be sick. You can be everywhere at once.
Your spirit still has that trauma.
But you don't have none of this stuff don't matter to you because you're in a whole different type of situation. I mean, you can see people without, because you know, you see the kids that can see without seeing, like using their eyes.
Yeah.
You see that? People can see, you don't need your eyes to see. You don't need your ears to hear. So whatever your spirit is, you can do everything we're doing now, but plus some. So why would you want to come back here? Like, you know what I mean?
You could do it already.
Yeah, you could do it already without being sick. No problems, no sadness, no nothing. I mean, everybody that said they almost died. When I almost died, I ain't feel none of this stuff. But I mean, they say when people always say, I didn't want to come back. And like, I just feel like I see my family. Like, I mean, so it's like, Who want to come back to this? And no matter how good, you know they're going to die too. You can wait for them. They're going to come. They got about 70 years, even if they're a baby. Mm. They be on their way. You know what I mean? So it's like, coming back might be like, you don't know it, but it might be a punishment. No, you got to go back.
Like your hell.
So yeah, that's where it comes back to, like, time doesn't exist.
That's what I'm saying.
So, like, if you think about it like that,
For us to do, but I think in
another realm, it really does.
So what he's saying is basically that, in that sense, time is just a construct.
Right.
You know why? Because think about, if you got a room that's empty, and nobody ever went in that room, it's never a day you're going to go in that room, it's going to be a glass of water in it. I mean, unless somebody put it in there. I mean, so I'm like, well, how can something come from nothing? Like, God must have always been.
Yo, so look, I know, listen, man. I just want to say all the smart people that still tapped into the show.
You know what they are?
I salute y'all.
You know
y'all.
Why they are? Because most people, even the person that's dumb, they had thoughts that time that passed by, they like, then they like, leave it alone.
No, so it's something more than that, right? You know how they say something like, if a tree falls in a forest,
Does anybody hear it?
It's possible that
they hear it now.
It never, but that it doesn't fall in the forest. And the way you could look at that, it goes back to like video games, right? So when you think about something and rendering, when you're looking at something, in that game, when you're walking around in that room to save data sometimes, the parts that's outside of your peripheral vision is actually nothing. It doesn't formulate until you get there to save data. this construct that we're in right now,
we're doing that?
It's very, very possible.
We could go deep without going scuba diver deep.
So it's very, very possible that the experiences and things that you take into these receptors at this moment is a way of actually saving data. So in that room that nobody is in right now, nothing is in there.
Until you go in there, look.
It appears in there when we go look at it, the same way they have these similarities with atoms and things like that.
Can you say one thing to them? Just say, it's been proven.
Yes.
That's it. Yes.
Can you share with me after the show how
you listen? Yo, for the listeners, again, we done with dumbing shit down. We want people to get smarter. Yeah. So,
I mean, because it's not like we went to school for this. It's just like,
it's
information that's out there.
When we go deep, just go throw your wetsuit on and get with us, man.
Yeah. And that's why I wanted to thank everybody that sits or that's really there and still thank O for coming on, because I'm like, damn, yo, when talking to the nigga off camera, sometimes I'd be like, I wish I would have left the fucking...
Right.
I would have recorded this nigga.
Right.
Because most of the time, people is going to want to hear the other stories. But here at the Devin Wade Show, we like to show, you know, different angles of everybody, man. And hopefully the people at home can appreciate that and pick up other things about people.
You don't got to say hopefully. You know why? Because everybody's going to die. No matter what your religion is, you know you're going to die. No, whether you're 15
that's
or 18,
guaranteed.
Whether you're 15 or 18 now, you might not care about it. You're 18 now, but if you start being 40, 50, you start caring about what happens when you die. And if you don't want to talk about it because you're scared of it, but it's coming. Right. You know what I mean? So like, don't you wonder like what's gonna happen? You got every person had to wonder. Every person. It don't matter.
Like, where am I gonna go? Is there a place we're gonna go?
We live in a place that you might die soon.
Yep. But a lot, you know,
you really.
No. Some people, they don't wonder
they don't tell you that they wonder.
I think they don't wonder.
It's not possible not to wonder.
No, I think some people are completely sold on whatever they was taught was going to happen.
They still wonder.
They know.
You know why they wonder? Because they go to a funeral and they're like, I went to a funeral today when my uncle died today. Mm. I mean, his funeral was today. So when you go to a funeral, like, you look. So the first thing you do as a human being, you look in the casket, my turn's coming. I don't care how you dumb, smart, you know, you look at the, even if you got a third grade education, you're retarded almost. Right. You look in that casket, like, my turn's coming. I wonder where he's at. Or something like
that. Or is he still around?
Something along them lines. Even if you don't get complicated, you just know. Common sense, say you don't know nothing about school, nothing about the world. Your turn's coming. Do it hurt? What's going to happen? You got to be scared of it because you're scared of the unknown. You know what I mean? So it's like, if you don't think about that, like, you're not human. You know what I mean? Now, you don't got to think about it all the time.
It's deep.
But it comes up.
Yeah, you're scared. You might be thinking about something else. I'm the person that think about it, not because I'm scared, because I'm like,
you can't turn that part of your brain off.
Yeah, I can't. Like, I mean, yo, I used to pray, like, because I was born Muslim. I used to pray, and the whole time I'm praying, like, I couldn't think of focus on prayer. I just think about all this other stuff, and I couldn't control it. And I was like, yo, am I retarded?
That's like, I that happened to me trying, like, when people kept telling me to meditate, I can't do it. I can't turn my brain off.
I can't. And it'd be like, and
so
like,
how do y'all sleep at night? Do you turn your brain off?
Like,
how
does
that? No, hold on. You want to know the worst thing? The worst thing that could happen to me is me realize I'm thinking before I go to sleep. Oh my, yo, like if you think, if I start thinking about it, I'm fucked.
Yeah, that's how
you know. I'm talking
that's
about.
Why don't they think that ADHD kids are like really actually smarter than
hyperactive, yeah. brain hyperactive? Yo, I'm talking about I'll lay in the bed and once I realize if like I have to just fall asleep. If I think about fullness, it's a fucking rap.
Yeah, I can't
torture.
What
it's
you
torture.
Gotta do, what you gotta do is go get some of that cannabis I've been telling you about. That's gonna get a whole lot better.
First off, no, because you know last time I dealt with that, I went to a different dimension.
Right.
And it was
he
like,
wasn't here.
That's what I'm saying. That happened to me, bro. Worst thing.
I talked for like 16 hours.
Worst talk.
You was mute.
I couldn't talk. I was just thinking all this shit. Couldn't talk.
I had the scariest experience ever.
You was mute.
Questions. I was like, I just couldn't talk.
What was it that you ate?
Like candies and some.
It was a nerd rope that I ate.
I had candies. I had like some the fire energy drink within it, and I was like, and I went to sleep for like a long time. Woke up and I was on the plane. I wouldn't talk. She's like, yo, he won't talk. She might have got a tape of it. She asked me stuff. I'm like, and I wasn't doing it on purpose. Like, was really, but I felt and I really didn't care about nothing.
I was scared to death.
Like I didn't care. I feel like I didn't have no worries. I feel like I'm, but I felt lazy. I felt really lazy. Like and I had no worries. I was like, I don't feel like doing nothing. Like I just feel like I said that weed ain't for me. I think.
Hey, listen. I want to kind of like I want to ask or something. It's just for me, right? Just or did you have anything on?
No, go just do your thing.
Yeah, yeah. Because I want to switch. I want to just switch something, right? Uh-huh. Real quick. This just spur the moment shit. But recently, I seen. You know, I follow. Of course, I follow you. I follow Free, and I seen Freeway talking about they was on a tour, and he was just saying like that the tour. No matter how good the tour is going, you know, shout out to the whole State Property, Beanie Siegel, my dog PD Crack, everybody. But he was just, he made an important caption about it. He said that no matter how many shows they do or where the tour goes, it would never be the same feeling until without you. He said it was a missing member. And of course, they was talking about you. And he said, and then you came back, you know, because I was tuned into the whole shit, the whole thread. And you came back with a comment and you dropped some shit about, you know, just, I ain't worried about the past. I got, you know, a lot of shit going on. And it was a positive comment to me.
It was.
And I just want to ask for the people, you know, that's out there. Because that was something that I came across my eyes. And I'm tapped into it. And I'm a State Property fanatic. I want to know for the people, will we be able, in no time limit on it, will we see Oskino with State Property?
It's not like I'm, like, against doing it. It's just like it was just like, it was like the worst thing that could happen to me happened to me. My son dying, you know what I mean? It's like the worst thing that ever could happen to me. There's nothing that could be worse than that. You know what I mean? So sometimes, some days I'll be real sad. And when I'm real sad, I don't want to bring somebody else's energy down. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be around somebody sad. You know what I mean? I'm
just you like, mentioned that. You said something.
So you know, people think like, oh, he's mad at this and he that. They're just talking trash in my joint. Like no, it ain't. Because we made up. Once I make up with you, if I said we made up, we made up. I don't play around. You know what I mean? Like, because I'm beef with you, you know how I go. I mean,
that's right.
I don't care. You know what I mean?
That's right.
So. We cool. All of us cool. Like, it's just like, this thing is that when you start thinking about stuff that's deep, money and shows and music and stuff, it's like, don't really mean nothing no more. So I'm not pressed to, like, you know what I mean? It's hard to tell somebody that's like, you want with the money? You don't want, of course, we want money, but it's like, it's not, you lose your kid, you want to know where they are.
Right.
You know what I mean? And stuff like that. It's like, you don't really care about, like, being on the stage. You know what I mean?
Right.
You can do it if you feel like it. You know what I mean? The time will come when I want to, you know what I mean? But I do stuff that make me just feel better now. Like I be painting, and I live by myself. So like, I mean, it's like I be by myself a lot. You know what I mean? And I got to think about this. You know what I mean? It's like you losing somebody that my son. If he got a paper cut on his hand, he crying. I'm gonna hurt my finger. So for him to die, how you die? Like it make me feel so mad. Like if it's a guy, or whatever, it make me mad and it make me feel like why me? Because I could have just rather died than that happened. You know what I mean? Let me just die so I gotta feel this. You know what I mean? Because I know everybody say, well, everybody dies, though. I say, yeah, everybody dies, but everybody don't have to see their child die.
Right.
Your mom died, you're like, oh yeah, my mom died, I'm sad, but my mom's supposed to die before me. But your kid dies, like, you know what I mean, then tragically it's like if you really love somebody like your heart, you're not gonna be the same.
And I think now salute to you, and I definitely agree with you on all of that. And I think as we get older, right? We tap more into life, right? And what this actual life is about. Even if we're not talking about the hereinafter. We're not talking about another one if it come after this. We're talking about this one right now. Yeah, we're doing. So I think as we get older, right? Because you just mentioned that, you know, your focus, you know, and at one point you was probably thinking tour, celebrity,
but
big
everything I would do
people.
Is to leave it to him.
Right.
See, so if everything I'm doing is to leave it to him, what's the, he's not here, what is the use of you doing it?
That's heavy. That's heavy.
I mean, like, what you want, a car? You want a stunt? Like, you don't care about that kind of stuff no more.
And that shit just make you tap back into life, because now my son is gone. Now my son ain't here.
You gotta find your own purpose again. Like, your purpose was.
I never knew my purpose at all. Period. Yeah. My only purpose was my kids. Like, they my purpose. Like, because for me, it's like when you kind of smart, you get tired of stuff fast. Mm. Like, I told my homie, like, I had to put the Jaguar, the XK, like I was hype, hard top, had white rims on it, right? And once I drove it every day for a while, like, it became just a car to you. So you might kill somebody something to get this car, like, but then you see people in jail, like, got locked up in the 80s that did all this stuff to get that old car, like, this car's trash now. You went to jail to get it, but humans, you can invest in the human, they never go out of style.
Some people cannot, oh my God, say that one more time.
You can invest in the human, they never go out of style. A car go out of style. Clothes go out of style. You can invest in somebody that's a kid right now, and they never will go out of style.
So do right by people.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
I mean, yeah, you really could change somebody's life without even money. Just show, like, some people, if you just show them that you care a little bit, like the teacher named Mr. Sanchez just told me I could be anything. He the first person who told me this. I was like 16 years old, and I start believing it. I never even thought about I could be anything. That's not even a thing, because you never thought of the idea.
And you know it affected him because he brought up Mr. Sanchez when he was here before. So it's like, this is a person name. And he know that name off top. This is what it is, man.
Because you made an impact in his life.
You know, I used to be in a hole, right? In a hole back then on the juvenile block. You in the back of the jail, back in the back. He used to walk back there after work. Mind you, the block is long. For him to even care, he just leave out the door. Mm. Then he had to walk all the way back and then talk to me for like 20 minutes before he got off work. Every time, like, I mean. And that's like, you know, the first thing I'm thinking, like, why are you doing this?
Right.
Like he up to something. Like, I mean, that's how the hood had you. Like, I mean, then I start seeing, like, there's no motive. Like, and I start. I just trust him what he's saying. And he told me, like, you could be anything. And I know he was just saying it. He probably didn't think that it would be, like, echoing in my head. And I started having, like, maybe I can be something. At first, like, maybe.
Maybe he did know it, though.
You know what I mean? Yeah, maybe he did.
Yeah, maybe he did, bro.
It's so funny. He gave me a book called Red Badge of Courage, and he gave it to me. And I, like, and he didn't believe I read it.
I think that people like that,
they
not only that, but they specifically put in our lives.
Yeah, they're not by mistake.
They specifically put in our lives, because I've had teachers, right? I remember Mr. Braswell at Morgan Village. I couldn't, my behavior wouldn't let me go on ski trips. But he told me every year. He said,
I don't think nothing by mistake.
He said, just try. I'm going to get you on ski trips because I know what you're trying to do. I had a teacher named Ms. Deegan. She became a Camden County freeholder. She came to visit me in jail, juvenile jail. She came to visit me on a weekend. My teacher, my fucking reading teacher from Camden High.
It make a difference. It make a difference.
Like, it just, for me, for years when I was in that system lost and going back. I wouldn't even listen to my fucking mom and dad, right? My people who gave me birth and was fucking the people who, you know, just designed to fucking guard me and raise me. I wouldn't even listen to them. But that teacher stood out to me throughout the years. Like, why this stranger did all this shit?
But you know, really, like, when you're a kid, don't got nothing. You get to see the worst in people because they don't got to fake it in front of you. They can treat you. They treat you how they really are. And you get to see adults is like, wow. Like, you like, I mean, talking about doing some diabolical stuff. Like, you like, damn. Like, and you really get to see that some people just evil. Some people just evil, like, it don't even matter, like, it's just, they just, even they, because whatever they went through or whatever, they get to blame it on that, but, like, some people just evil.
Yo,
like, you mean?
So the thing I told you about earlier when I was saying that I got into an argument about people are who they are when we got here, that's actually how the argument started, was somebody said that nobody is just evil.
No,
or
that's
whatever.
Not a lot. That's not
and,
true.
And I said, I was the person that said, nah, some people are bad people.
Take Ted
you
Bundy.
Know what I'm saying?
Ted Bundy's life was perfect for, I mean, no abuse, no nothing.
Perfect, right? On paper.
I'm saying, no abuse that you could think of that happened to him.
Some people are bad, man.
You think they were born evil?
Of course.
Yes.
If you, listen,
I don't know.
Listen, I'm going to tell you why. You got a girlfriend and a girl that you love with a daughter that you love. You want to be a family with them. Mm-hmm. But you got to go ahead and kill these three girls that didn't do nothing to you at all. You got to bash their head in and bite them and stab them because you can't help. That's you evil.
Mm-hmm.
That's the definition of evil. Imagine you went to school for law, so you know that's wrong. You know you might go to jail, you might lose your life. But the appetite for it is so strong for you. Like for instance, it was a seller, a Marine. He came home from the Marines. He had two daughters. He was a pedophile. He wasn't sure. He said he was in the Marines for 11 years, so he came home. He's like, he thought he was cured for it. He said we start filling stuff creeping down to his daughter's room. Like he said, every day I get closer and closer. So he hung himself and wrote a letter to his wife. Like, yo, I before I molest my kids, I want to kill myself. Mm. That's let you know you're not even in control of your own self. No, even if though you know the consequences of it and everything, like that's a sort of an evil, the evilness in you that you can't even help it.
The argument that I was using was I was trying to explain how many people, like, you know, twins, like if you're biological twins that look exactly the same, you've got the same DNA. Like you have the same DNA.
Yeah, yeah.
You have the same DNA, right? So you commit a crime, the other motherfucker get caught. They go to jail for your shit. There's literal evil twins is a real thing where one nigga really do murders and all this crazy shit. The other one is nothing like that. And there was even a case where a motherfucker sat in jail. Well, probably happened more
than
that.
I know a twin that got this in jail for a twin, brother.
In jail for
a
twin.
They all got different fingerprints though, right? Like that's true, right?
But sometimes they don't have fingerprints.
Twins.
DNA.
But I'm saying like you can have the same DNA as someone, but different fingerprints, right? Okay.
But, you know, I don't even know nothing about the fingerprint part identical twins.
Like, that's another reason why I was kind of talking about how you know, your two brothers went to jail.
Mm-hmm. Cousins.
So,
okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like, you guys grew up in the same household, mm-hmm, though. Mm-hmm. Like, you can be raised the same, but you're going to go through different shit throughout your life in that same environment.
You're going to see different things, say different things.
Little shit is going to make you turn different paths.
Before you even get to go outside, you can be in the house. Before you even go outside, you'd be different.
This is what I'm about to say. So sometimes the reasons why people say they do something will be the reason why I don't do something, right? So a motherfucker will be like, right, the reason I do drugs, it's because my mom did drugs.
Right, right.
And I'll be like, and the reason why I don't do drugs is because my mom did drugs. The reason why I don't do this is because of this. So I remember somebody I knew that used to beat their girl up, used to watch their mom get beat up, right? And he said the reason why he do that is because he grew up in the house watching that. Where when I saw that in my crib, I said, I'll never be a nigga like this. So the thing is, the same circumstance could make us decide totally different things, but we both experienced the same shit. You feel what I'm saying?
It's like you've been here before, like I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Because if you're 3 years old and y'all both three and y'all act so totally different and y'all don't even know that much to have no opinion about nothing, and y'all so different, it's like, where you get it from?
It's true. You know how I know it's true? Because I know it's funny, y'all gonna laugh, but for real, my dad, like, you know, when I was young, coming up, like, I just felt like they used to try to, like, do what they do on the low, whatever, late night coming, because he used to drink a lot, go out to clubs, come on, and they'd get it in. And sometimes I used to know, like, they getting it in. And I used to be like, yo, I wanted to, like, I used to be like, no, I'm going to do that. Because it was, like, a good thing.
How old was like, you?
Man, I was, like, 8, 9.
Freaky young boy.
Yeah, yeah. No, I was freaky. I was freaky, but my dad come on punish shit. I'm like, I want to punish shit, too. Yeah.
No, but it's crazy because one of my cousins, you know, who had different struggles with a lot of things that happened with us growing up or whatever like that, right? One day, he had, like, a heart-to-heart with me. And the thing that he said that it was something that bothered him about me. He said that he didn't like the fact that we experienced things from like the same perspective. Like he was right there. We saw certain things and he felt like he didn't understand why I turned out the way that I turned out. And he turned out the way that he turned out.
Because you didn't experience every single thing together.
But even the things that he complains about. And I'm not saying they're not valid
like
complaints.
That made him.
No, like where he be like, man, it wasn't meant for us to go do this. And I would be like, I know that we would do that, but it doesn't bother
me. That's not true. It's people that stuck together. Siamese twins that stuck together. That's different.
That's the deepest it can get.
Y'all stuck together. Everything y'all experience is the same.
But they're two different niggas individuals.
Physically stuck.
No, physically stuck, bro. Shoulders.
A parent could have been harder on the one. It could have had a favorite one, and then that would have like detrimental.
No.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, one could be stupider than the other. So that I'm constantly calling you dumb and you smart. You're gonna.
So if one's stupider than the other one, that means they've been before. So when they came here the first time, the one was dumber than the other.
So listen,
y'all talking about some crazy shit.
No, because we're really trying to show that no matter how close the thing, because he would name a specific thing like it was, we shouldn't have been put in that situation, and it's like, I remember that, and yeah, that happened, but
after that you could have went to a church service or something that changed your whole
it's not it just when it happened, it just didn't affect me the same way. It just didn't bother me to commit that particular act of violence. When he did it, he felt the way about it forever, and I didn't.
Because he was missing something.
I seen a skit. You know what I'm saying? Listen, I seen a skit where y'all making me think about the skit I seen where it was about two brothers, right? Stuck together. One was gay, the other one wasn't.
I'm done. I know what he's talking about.
One was gay, the other one wasn't. And I was looking at this skit, and one brother was mad as hell.
Because they shared one asshole.
Yes.
I mean, it had to be, if that's the way it was set up.
Dude, they had to fight.
With one arm and peace.
So was the person gay in another lifetime? Would that be your answer?
Maybe he might have been a woman in a different lifetime.
That's crazy.
Oh, that is crazy.
Shit was just, I was just like, yeah, I'd be mad as hell, too.
Remember, the only difference between a man and a woman, like, if you see our skeleton, you can't really tell. Like, I mean, it's just, because, like, it's just...
No,
I mean,
my femur is different than yours.
You know, you see what I sent you to join with people that turn boys at 12 years old?
Oh, yeah. So that was some
what is it?
Other shit.
Send them to a group chat.
Tell the people at home what they could go look up. Go ahead.
They call Cerviches or something like that. They call something like...
And tell them where it's happening at.
It's in America. I think it's like Cuba and like...
Dominican Republic.
But what is it? What is it?
They be girls till they 12.
They what?
They be girls until they 12. And then they 12, their penis grow.
Huh?
They be girls. They be girls until they 12.
Hold on. But what? Hold on. What was they born as?
They born as girls.
They born as girls, so they got a coochie.
You gotta understand the vagina can turn into a penis.
Hold on.
We all start
I'm
off
just
as
all
a woman.
Fucked up now.
As a no.
Nah, but y'all getting me
no,
mad.
Listen,
y'all confusing me. Y'all
we
fucking
start off
me
as
up.
A female, then it turns into
oh, okay,
a penis.
My bad.
Nah,
penis.
But I
so we all start off as a.
But
as
this
a
one
female.
Is delayed like 12 years late.
And they turn. What do they call it? Puberty come. It grows.
I don't like it because
I
have
like
talked
it
about.
I think it's GMO.
You know why I don't like it? Because I've talked about on previous shows. I've talked about when a girl clit be like a little too big and it looked like a little meat, right?
No, I showed it. I got showed that.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. We want y'all with pussies, with boxes. Like,
so
we don't
you
want y'all.
Mess with anybody with a bigger clit?
I have a bigger clit.
First of all,
like, there's like, they
like
took
a little penis.
No, they took my innocence by showing me this one porno where the girl was actually like having sex with another woman with her like. Wait,
hold on,
like,
who took your innocence by showing you this? Who?
Naya.
Monica.
Monica. Shut up, Naya.
Monica, I'm gonna let you know we needed to be fucking. Clit size. I don't want to go down
it
there.
It was like a pinky.
I don't want to go to eat no pussy. And it's reminding me of anything compared to a dick or anything in the area.
That's discriminating. You can't discriminate.
But like you got to think about this. Like, for instance, a person that want to become a woman, right? You got to know that for a man that want to be a woman, you got to know they really believe that. Mm-hmm. They cut your penis off and all that.
Yeah, cut your meat.
It's not a game for them. Like, it's like they know I'm a woman. Like, this is just what. So like, where did that come from? You mean like I mean,
having
like,
the X and Y chromosomes?
To a regular man, that's like devastating. Like what the fuck? Like you can cut what? You gonna do what? But for a person like to do that, like you gotta understand, like they might have been a woman before. You never so we don't know nothing about ourselves. So you can't say what it is. You don't know what it is. You know what I mean, we always quick to point out. You know what I mean, instead of saying I'm happy it's not me, we rather talk about the person.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, but it's like instead of saying I'm glad it ain't me, because imagine if you wake up every morning you feel like your name is Belinda.
I'm gonna tell you what though, because I respect it and I understand it 1,000,000,000,000% that we don't. It's a lot. I believe it's a lot of shit we don't
know. Because
you know
they made a mistake on you.
But what I will tell
you
is
they made a mistake on you because a coochie and a penis go together perfectly. Like it's a perfect thing. They whoever made this, it's like your tongue. They put they had to give you no taste buds for you to taste food. They could just made you eat it. No, you got to eat it. Just they gave you taste buds to make sure you like it. I mean. He made it feel good when you had sex. Like somebody, whoever made us, they kind of like us a little bit. Are they made us want to have sex? They make it feel good because I want to make them have sex.
They teased us.
I mean, so like that's why I say we got free will. You got to have sex. You can't really got free will to not have sex. I mean, like we think we got free will. I don't think we really do. I think we do to a certain extent. We can say, all right, I'm going to run this red light or I'm not. That's probably as far as it go. As far as it go, but we don't got no control over nothing.
Yeah, that's G shit.
But throwing your meat away is
whoever your girl is, just think about your girl, whoever you met her. I don't care where you met her at. Mm. If you would have left the house maybe an hour later or an hour early, you probably wouldn't have met her. Mm. I mean, but it was meant for you to be here. And then if you don't be here, you don't got your kids.
Listen,
kid you got?
Listen, I spoke about that when I talked about, like, you know, like just certain times when you meet somebody and you don't know when you're going to see them again. You never know if you might see them again
or
you might not. You got to go when you're supposed to go. And when you feel like it's a go, like, I don't know. So I'm going right now.
Man, why do we think we got free will, though?
Yeah.
Because it's more comforting for people to think that they're behind the steering wheel.
You can watch BET or you can watch VH1. But that's as far as it goes. You don't have free will over... I mean, at the end of the day, you don't even know. You can't even control when you're going to die. You can't control when you're going... right now, you could be getting sick. You don't even know. There's nothing you can do. You can't control it. So if you don't have no control, you got to understand that you don't... You're not nobody. You only got control of your own life.
Listen, listen.
He's saying be humble.
Listen, hold on. Old Skeeto just took us down a dark path. But guess what? I'm going to leave y'all there. Because this thing with Old Skeeto and the wild thoughts.
He's going to have y'all Google
this. No. This thing can go on. We definitely going to have Oskino back. We definitely over time. But I'm glad
man,
that y'all...
Oskino is a new member. He like the motherfucking fourth. Listen, the Devil Way Show with Oskino, nigga. Just look for the episode, nigga.
Listen, because Oskino, man, he bringing these different perspectives. And I just like a person that's willing to challenge different thought processes and also is humble enough to say, I don't know is the that's best right. fucking thing, the most intelligent thing you could say is, I don't know. I think you start to feel when you think you got it all figured out. Yeah,
you want to win an argument with what you believe. You don't know for sure. You don't know what you're talking about. Like, anybody that don't say they don't know, I can't even argue with them or talk to them anyway, because if you tell them you know for sure something that you can't know unless you die and stuff, like, come on, man. Like, you really is a narcissist.
Yeah. Damn, that's crazy. But check this out, y'all. This is what we do have free will to do. I don't need no will to tell me that it's about to be a motherfucking twerk break, because I'm going to exercise my motherfucking free will out this motherfucking
You know me, don't put shit on a pedestal. Hold a grudge and I won't ever let it go. Keep it distance from me, had to let him know. Got a taste of that shit, it's incredible. When I snap, I don't pay for the camera. Took a man
and I respect everybody that used their free will to watch the Devin Way Show tonight. Keep supporting the family. Keep supporting Oskino. Keep supporting these twerking cheeks. You know what I'm saying? Keep supporting, you know what I'm saying? We appreciate y'all. We'll see y'all next week, yo.
Where the cash at? Nigga, where the cash at? Mm-hmm. What a cash at.